The real ones.
You want to address that?
Well, it depends. And seriously, it does depend. For revenue, for example, if we think about the main projects, for revenue, for example, we're in the situation where we're about to put together the review draft, which we said would be ramming for July, and then it's unlikely to be until about October before we could consider any feedback for that. So that, you know, I know we enrich in 60 days for an open period, but we're quite aware and conscious that it would traverse August, and so we're going to make sure. And besides, not everywhere in the world actually has that problem, so we already have scheduled. I think Henry's off to do a leasing presentation at a major seminar in the Southern Hemisphere in August. So what we're doing is planning our outreach so that in those jurisdictions where they don't have that problem, we're intensive, we get feedback, and we can come back and pick up in September for Europe, for example. And the answer does actually depend, because depending on what happens, for example, we might, you know, if we re-expose, for example, revenue, that would, we'd potentially be looking another 120 days or thereabouts, so we're into next year before we can do anything. The same with leases, we've got the same sorts of issues there. Leases will depend as well. At the moment, our perception is that if the boards decide for lessor accounting to pretty much preserve the requirements in IAS 17 in terms of incorporate those in the new IFRS, and to keep a fairly simple, practical, expedient or exception for their lessee accounting, then we might be able to put together a review draft again before we have our own staff going on holiday as well. If we end up with a partial derecognition model, I suspect it's going to take a bit longer to put the staff draft together for that. Insurance is probably then the third one. This is deliberately in order. I think insurance is less well progressed on that, so we'd be looking at towards the third or fourth quarter before we start to see some drafting coming out. And then we do have the big issues. You know, you mentioned, imagine if we did unlock the margins, for example, and have a look at OCI and other things. Given the nature of your comments so far on what would constitute a re-exposure issue, I think that's something we'd have to quite seriously have a look at. So there's a lot of work to do before we get there, but it's third or fourth quarter, I think, for putting together any sort of draft for insurance. In terms of FI, we are very keen to get, and Sue should actually answer all these questions rather than, she might just throw things at me when I say, but impairment is, I think, is probably our highest priority project in terms of that we're most aware of the need to get a common solution for that, in the same way that we've been told a common solution for offsetting is very, very important as well. But I think impairment, that's a bit of an unknown in terms of the model of re-exposure and what we develop as a solution.
Yeah, we should hopefully get some clarity on direction tomorrow and move forward from there. Hedging's also obviously important, particularly to the corporates, in terms of getting that finalised. It was very popular. So.
Okay, Peter.
Yeah.
You've made Alan.
Scared him away. Yes. Isn't that bad? But in terms of due process around revenue and leases, to what extent will you be driven by the FASB's due process requirements? Will that impose additional steps? Will they need to have stops along the way?
It's interesting. There's a bit of give and take on this because, for example, with the investment company or investment entity, I think they're only doing a 75-day comment period. So a lot of their comment periods are significantly shorter than ours. On the other hand, they have to also disclose their codification. So, and what that process is that they would get essentially the core standard that we develop. That's the exposure of the technical decisions and the wording. Then they have a mechanical, how do you go about the process of updating the codification. It's up to the FASB to decide, but at times they've talked about doing a 30-day exposure for that. So we met yesterday, and it's quite clear that their intention is to try and expose their codification at the same time that we conduct this review process so that it doesn't interfere with that process for them. So, yes, they do have one or two other steps. They're just different steps, but that we don't think that will either interfere, slow, or in any way affect our processes.
Okay. Okay. Sure.
No, just one question. You stopped there, Alan. Maybe I was not attentive enough. Do we know exactly, Peter, maybe it was said, but when we have the effect studies on 10, you know, what 11 and 12 and everything we were waiting for, and do we have a clear response to our question or not?
I'm nervous about giving any dates because I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver, because we actually did expect to have them out by now. Our plan as of yesterday is to try to get the JV one out by Friday, and that we've been looking at next week for the for consolidations. So at the moment it's just a matter of it's processing it through. I've got a draft here with my comments on for the JV one. We're just working through, and it just has to be put together and printed. So we're very, very close. We just don't want to put it out to you before it's actually ready. Because I think July is the major meeting, you think, for potentially looking at endorsement. Is that right? Starting the endorsement process, July? Or is it earlier than that?
In July, we need to agree a number of things with TAG in terms of, effectively, there's a two-month gap before we have the next meeting. So in terms of setting out the directions for the endorsement process, steps we need to take, who we should talk to, and getting input from also your team on the effect studies, July will have to be the month, otherwise we're in September.
I think the other challenge for us is that I have heard consistently that you don't want to duplicate any of our efforts, but we're struggling to understand exactly what it is that you are going to be required to communicate to the European Commission as part of this endorsement package. Because if there's anything that we can do that's consistent with what our processes are that we can build into our effect analyses, we will try to do that, and that way we can actually help meet your needs. So we've always said at the front of the first one we did, is we can't meet everybody, all the needs of different jurisdictions, but if we understand those needs, we have the information, we can do that in an efficient way, it's better than requiring you to duplicate. So the clearer we understand your objectives, the easier it is for us to meet those.
Finish my question.
I was going exactly in that direction and ask you also first, you know, what's the product? Is it the same type of effect analysis as we've, I think, already seen? How does it articulate with what you start to see more precisely in the trustee review, which is not finalized? I mean, it is the same product or not, for us to have a start, for me at least, to have a starting point?
It's the same product as...
The same product as what you've already done. I mean, there's no change.
IFRS Type 3 or...
Yeah, for example.
Similar, the JV one is actually more extensive with some of the analysis than the consoles. Each one's slightly different because it depends on what the problem is that you're trying to fix and so where the sensitivities are, and that's what we've tried to do is focus the efforts on the most sensitive parts of a particular project. And it's, as you know, it's an evolving issue. The paper that EFRAC has put out, it highlights that, you know, there are no clear answers with these, so it's evolving over time. So the more we can understand how we can meet the needs of different jurisdictions without creating a massive burden, obviously, for ourselves, the better it is. So we'll just evolve these, we think, over time. We'll get better and better.
Okay, any further comments? Any other business, François, you'd like to bring up? Oh, field testing we haven't covered, I'm sorry.